You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I've already started the Christmas eating. It's just, it's Have already you? Happening. We went to a little Christmas get together this weekend. A lot of eating. And then we went popped by my sister's house after this little light show thing that we went to. And she had this like spice cake thing with the frosting and all these flavored coffees. And I'm already feeling the effects of the holiday season, man. Wasn't there a stat out recently? It was like you're going to gain like 8 to 10 pounds.
8 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's.
It's begun.
You're already at 4.5?
Probably, let's say 3. Yeah, it's already started, man.
The temptation is real.
It's so real this time of year.
Also, we were talking off the air and on the air a little bit earlier this morning about the situation going on in America, well, all over the world probably, but definitely we're feeling it here in America of staffing issues for companies. And, you know, I think it was a year ago that I was saying, how come people aren't concerned about this? Why aren't people more concerned? This is a problem. This is going to be a problem. This is going to be a problem. And it wasn't really talked about that much. Now, a year later, I mean, people are seeing it firsthand. It's starting to impact people's lives. Jeremy saw it firsthand over the weekend at, of you know, all places, Walmart.
Walmart, you know, and I zipped in there early, like at, I think it was like 8 or 9 in the morning, thinking, man, I'm going to try to get in and out of here before the weekend rush starts. And I had a basket full of groceries and a cart full of groceries, and I went to go get in line. One line open in a super Walmart, and there was about 40 people in that line.
On a weekend.
On a weekend. And then the self-checkout down the way only had like 3 self-checkouts working. And that line was going way back into the clothing section too.
Yeah.
So on a weekend, one person running the checkout, and a couple, you know, managers came by. They were like apologizing. They're like, we just don't have anybody work. I'm sorry. There's just nobody here.
Yeah.
To check you out.
It's starting to come home, man. We're starting to feel it. That we, you know, we take so many things for granted, like being able to check out our store. Another thing we take for granted is like trash collection.
Yeah.
And I live in a neighborhood where it's not an HOA thing. It's not one trash company. Each individual homeowner, you can pick any trash company you want. And so there's a variety of them. And I happen to go with one that's a pretty big national trash collection company that most people have heard of. Anyway, we're usually a set out on Tuesday night for pickup Wednesday morning. And several times over the last month, it's been like Thursday before it's picked up. This last week, by Friday morning, the trash was still sitting out there. So I naturally just sent I did a little online chat.
Oh, nice.
With the company just saying, hey, no big deal. Just want to make sure that I didn't get missed, blah, blah, blah. And they wrote back and their response was exactly what you and I are talking about. Mm-hmm. They said, thank you for your patience. We are having essentially a hell of a time finding, training drivers, and getting them out there. You are going to be picked up today, but thank you for your patience. And I just wrote back and I said, no worries. I just wanted to make sure.
That
have
I
a great holiday, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, even the trash collection companies, they can't find people either. And what Jeremy and I were chatting about off the air is how, and I don't think this is most people. I think it's that vocal minority that we always talk about. It's a minority of people, maybe 4 or 5%, who bitch a lot and about a lot of things.
They're just chronic complainers.
Yeah, and they're so impatient with everything that they, you know, if the world isn't delivered to them on a platter, you know, it's the
Their
end
day
of the
is
world.
Ruined. Yeah, because I mean, that was my observation at Walmart. Is I was just disappointed. I was so disappointed with my fellow man. Now, I felt inconvenienced, and yeah, I threw a couple, you know, I was complaining a little bit to my wife over the phone via text. You know, I was like, oh, this sucks. I can't believe it.
Sure.
But the people in line who were taking their entire cart full of groceries and shoving them down the aisle saying, I'm not shopping here anymore. I'm leaving. Like 3 or 4 people did that. And you're like, you are so spoiled that you're in line at a, you know, climate-controlled store. You have a cart full of groceries that you had to do nothing but walk by a shelf and put them in the cart to get your food. Mm-hmm. I had just come from the pharmacy to get my magic science elixir put into my arm so I don't die from COVID. Like, we're all so spoiled, and we have everything made for us, and then there's these people complaining because there's one lane open is going to take 10 more minutes of their day. I was sad. I was really sad for us, man. We look like spoiled Americans.
But not to mention, labor shortage is real, and it's starting to impact more and more people.
Well, it's cars. It's
So restaurants. I read an article over the weekend about restaurants, how so many of them now have cut back on their hours. A lot of them are closing for like 2 or 3 days a week because they cannot get the people to serve. And some people are coming in as servers and they're doing 12-hour shifts.
We experienced
on their
it.
Feet serving a bunch of ungrateful people.
We experienced it this summer when we went to Santa Fe, and there was a couple restaurants we really wanted to go to. And we got there, and they were closed. And we went in to make reservations or whatever, and they still had people kind of working in there. And they're like, I'm sorry, we can't serve you. He's like, we have nobody to work here. None. Yeah. So we made our way to another restaurant. It was this little pizza place. And for the entire pizza place, I think there was something like 3 people working it. It was a server, a bartender, and a manager. And that's all they had every day. And it had been like that for weeks. And the poor girl who was our server, we had our, you know, a meal and everything, and it was great. And we were getting ready to leave, and she came over and just said, please don't leave. She goes, I am so tired.
Didn't
I've been here
turn
since 9 a.m. I can't do another table. Do you guys want another drink? Or just please don't leave. We ended up sticking around for another 30 minutes or so because we felt bad for her because she just was exhausted. She couldn't do another table.
Well,
it's
my heart
sad.
Goes out to the people who are having to pick up the slack at all of these various businesses. So, I know I'm kind of talking to a wall to some people that are just going to be like, well, I deserve perfect treatment every time. I want to say 95% of Americans are pretty cool about this.
It's a few, man.
If you are in a crowd where some of that 5% is raising hell, find a way to, pull the employees aside and...
Yeah.
Give them a little pep talk and tell them how
checker.
Much you appreciate what they're doing. Yeah. Whether and it's any industry. Look, we're talking about Walmart. We're talking about restaurants. We're talking about bars. We're talking about the ding dang trash collection people. It is a serious problem. And I don't see it getting any better anytime soon.
No.
So just I guess all we're saying on the show this morning is
have some patience, right?
Patience and empathy.
And holy crap, if you are a self-starter, if you're a go-getter, if you're looking to make money, now's your chance. Now's the time.
Go pick up a shift or
go
two.
Go pick up. You could get 2 jobs right now if you're just looking to make a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Jump on this.